Ms. John said she would use the Miss SVG title to influence young women. She wants to break the stigma that a woman has to look a certain way to be considered a queen.
I will use my title to mainly influence young women. I know a lot of persons, they feel as if they need to look a particular way in order to be in a queen show, because I'm more on the thick side, and I really want to use this platform to show ladies that they do not have to be a particular way in order to be a queen. Be your true self, go out there and do what you need to do, and you'll be a queen. So I really want to use that platform mainly for that.
Miss John, who hails from the community of Vermont, also shared how she would use the title to influence her community, work which she has already started through her community service project.
Also to influence the persons in my community of Vermont. They are not what a lot of people may seem as violent and criminals, and because my community-based project was around that as well, promoting safety and reducing crime. I want everyone to look at the initiatives that I did for my community and to also add on to what I did to make Vermont an even better place, and not just limit the community service project or initiative to just 1 week. It could be a continuous thing.
Miss John also shared some of her interest, and she is encouraging persons to attend the Miss SVG pageant.
I love to listen to music. I like to go out and have fun. I really, really, really love carnival. But this year I had to be very reserved, you know, dainty, you know. But I really do love to enjoy myself. So I'm ready to show each and every one of you what I have to offer the night of the show. So please go out there and buy your ticket.
That was Miss Sedco Shannon John, contestant number 3 in the Miss SVG pageant, which is being hosted with the theme The Royal Return. Join us again on Monday when we would feature another contestant in the pageant. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.